This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A U.S. surveillance drone was flying a mission over the Black Sea.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says two Russian fighter jets flew near the drone.
It is not the first time, certainly in recent weeks, that there's been intercepts. It is the first time that an intercept resulted in the splashing of one of our drones.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9's propeller.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea.
Russia denies its plane struck the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has been briefed about the Black Sea incident. According to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov Wednesday, Peskov saying, he said, as for bilateral relations, we know they are at their lowest point in a deplorable state. Naturally, each country will uphold its interest in a dialogue. The Ukrainian military's ammunition needs will likely be high on the agenda Wednesday, as U.S. defense leaders convene a meeting of defense officials from nearly 50 countries to discuss what Ukraine needs to fight off a Russian invasion. U.S., European Union, and NATO officials have all pledged to boost efforts to both replenish Ukraine's ammunition stockpiles as well as their own as the fighting in Ukraine grinds on. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Ethiopia's foreign minister in Addis Ababa on Wednesday. Blinken was seen drinking coffee with him before holding the talks in the Ethiopian capital. At the start of the meeting, Blinken said he was pleased to be in Ethiopia at an important moment, one of hope. He was referencing a peace deal brokered last year that ended hostilities in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. Opponents of French President Emmanuel Macron's pension plan are staging a new round of strikes and protests as a joint committee of senators and lower house lawmakers examines the contested bill. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The latest step in the legislative process to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 is prompting a peak of political tensions. And one key question is, will the bill command a parliamentary majority? Unions are hoping that demonstrations across the country will further show workers' massive opposition to the plan and put pressure on legislators to reject the bill. Pension plan has been promoted by Macron as central to his vision for making the French economy more competitive. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Honduras President Xiomara Castro says her government will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. Castro said on her Twitter account Tuesday that she instructed the Honduran Foreign Affairs Minister to start negotiations with China, and that her intention is to, quote, expand the borders with freedom, end quote. Honduras is one of the few remaining allies of Taiwan, and Castro's announcement represents a change on its diplomatic views. Facebook's parent Meta will slash another 10,000 jobs and will not fill 5,000 open positions as the social media pioneer cuts costs. NASA released a new image from the James Webb Space Telescope, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The telescope has captured the rare and fleeting phase of a star.
The light from that star has been traveling through space for about 15,000 years.
NASA's Amber Strong says the material seen around the Wolf-Rayet star that looks like dust is dust. The star is dying.
At the end of a star's life, they shed their outer material, their outer layers, out into the rest of the universe.
Shimmering in purple like a cherry blossom, the star may be dying, but the dust will live on.
Spreading out into the cosmos and will eventually create planets. And this is how we got here, in fact.
NASA says this star in the constellation Sagittarius is 30 times as massive as our sun and already has shed enough material to account for 10 suns. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.